ladies and gentlemen. I love you. I love what you stand for. I love this country. I love Wisconsin, and it's time to take it back. The liberal press has the audacity to say that this movement has a lot of problems, that this movement doesn't have the conscience or the support of America. And I tell the liberal press, come here today, look at this state capitol, look at this crowd, and you will see, ladies and gentlemen, this movement is for real. And we're going to take it finally. Wisconsin's taxes were going through the ceiling. Business was leaving. College students could not find a job. Unemployment was soaring. And the governor of Illinois had the audacity to put up a sign at the border that said, when the last business leaves Wisconsin, please turn off the lights. Remember those days? We started a movement. We were not smart enough to call it the Tea Party movement, but we started a movement in Wisconsin that elected me as governor of the state of Wisconsin. We cut taxes by $3 billion. We reformed welfare and allowed people to have dignity and have a job. We decreased unemployment, ladies and gentlemen, to less than 3%. We have more people looking for employees than there were employed. That was in Wisconsin for 10 years. For 10 years, ladies and gentlemen, we beat the national average on unemployment. We did it with a movement like this. And guess what happened? The big government party came back. They decided to change. They made our changes on taxes, passing the largest tax increases in the last 8 years Wisconsin has ever seen. They changed the regulations, driving businesses out. Unemployment, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know it, is at 8% today. People are looking for jobs. And what does this administration do? It decides to raise more taxes. It is time, ladies and gentlemen. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for all of us to come together, and that's why I wanted to come, because I want to be part of your movement to take back our state, to take back our country, and make this country the best that it possibly can be. Ladies and gentlemen, I vetoed more spending when I was governor than any other governor ever in the history of this state. And guess what? The current governor, instead of veto spending, he has vetoed it so they can increase spending. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, the first job the next legislature should do is to pass a constitutional amendment to never, ever allow a governor to veto so you increase spending. Only reduce spending. And we have got to make that happen. And then you know something? We see what's going on in Wisconsin, and the only thing that's going wrong faster is Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, and Russ Feingold, ladies and gentlemen. I never thought I would see this great country of ours, the United States of America, to take over the banks. I never thought I would ever see that day. Barack Obama, Russ Feingold, that's wrong for America. It's wrong for Wisconsin. I never thought that I would see the day that auto over by the federal government. Barack Obama, that's wrong for America, that's wrong for Wisconsin. Yeah. And I never thought I would ever see the day that socialized medicine and health care would become the law in the state of Wisconsin and the country. That's wrong for America, that's wrong for Wisconsin. Barack Obama and Russ Feingold both said it did not go far enough. I want to go back to Washington, says Russ Feingold, and pass a public plan, a government-controlled plan to compete against private health insurance. That's wrong for the country. That's wrong for Wisconsin. And you know something? Large labor unions, the union bosses say, we can't convince the workers to join the union. So Barack Obama and Russ Feingold says, well, let's pass a law. They don't have to vote. Just sign a card and we'll put them all unions. That's wrong for America. It's wrong for the working man. And it's wrong for Wisconsin, ladies and gentlemen. And then, I don't mind. Yes, I do. But I wish somebody would have the decency, when they vote for all this socialized collective government stuff, to have the courage to come back to Wisconsin and say, I really voted for it. Instead, he comes back to Wisconsin and says, I am a conservative. A conservative, ladies and gentlemen. That was his deciding vote to raise the debt credit by the largest amount ever. That was Russ Feingold. Does that sound like a conservative? No! And then he says, oh, but I vote against earmarks. Well, he voted, ladies and gentlemen, for the stimulus package that had 8,000 earmarks in it. That is wrong, ladies and gentlemen, and it's time for us to stand up and take our country back. State. I love my family, and my family has said, Tommy, you can tell I want to run, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, do I want to run. I would love to take this on, but I told my family last night that it's time for new voices and new faces, ladies and gentlemen. And we have a lot of candidates, ladies and gentlemen. Some of them have spoken here today, some of them in the audience, and I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this election is so important. This election is so important. I not only want you to talk to your neighbors to get them out to vote, I want you to also talk to your relatives. Get them all out to vote, ladies and gentlemen. This is the most important election that any of us have ever faced. And if we can maintain this momentum, I am here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we will have a new governor. United States Senate and the United States House of Commons that listens to the people of this state. And I am going to be with you. I'm going to be with you in the small cities and the large cities, taking the message wherever I possibly can, to make sure that we start electing conservatives to public office to listen to the people, to you, the people. It is time to take it back. And so ladies and gentlemen, may the roads always rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. And may the sun shine warm upon your forehead. and the rains fall soft upon your field. And until we meet again, ladies and gentlemen, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. God love you. God love you. And stay home.